In your role as Deal Town Sergeant, you've been involved very much, presumably, with the ceremonial side. And when the Marines make their annual return, can you tell me some of the duties and responsibilities that come your way?
My duty, obviously, because I'm outside, but I've gone further than that. Like, I will do crowd control, which I've been doing, and I go down, I walk alongside the band and get people all the way and things like that and get them in. But I do the ceremonial stuff with the mayor, all the mayors who lay wreaths and things like that. And the families, we still get about 3 or 4 families up each year and tell them where to put the wreaths and things like that. That is my duty.
And do you attend the annual service at the memorial near the spot?
Yeah, every year.
And
I haven't missed one.
And would that be this particular year? Were there more people here this year? On the
this year there was more here.
Yeah.
And it was organised well.
Good. And the huge response from the town every year, but particularly this year when the Royal Marines actually come and play. Do you think this will go on forever?
Well, I would love to say yes, and I'm sure it will. I don't think the Royal Marines will just say, we've done it, and that's it, because there's a lot of people with a lot of interest about the whole thing.
They do say, I've heard various directors of music saying it is one of their highlights of the year, coming to perform here in front of such a huge and supportive audience.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear them say that.
You see, on that day, there's people actually coming, because I was in the RMA, and I was watching, and they were coming in at 7:45, setting up tables and chairs, and then having a breakfast there. And it was packed out completely, really. By 12 noon, it was packed out completely.